Presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Venezuela aligns itself with the statement from the delegation of Azerbaijan on behalf of the NAM. We are pleased to see your appointment, and we reiterate the support of Venezuela to your mandate for this working group in this 22nd session. Countries are trying to implement the provisions of the UN Declaration on the Right to Development, which so that we can see millions of people across the world come out of poverty and improve their quality of life. We want to ensure that the right to development can be an inalienable right that can be enjoyed by all persons, like all fundamental rights. We insist that the right to development can not only be seen from the focus on economic aspects, but it should be part of an integral process to ensure the full development of our peoples. Chairman, there are various factors that are hampering the full enjoyment to the right to development. Poverty, the negative impact of the crisis because of the capitalist system in place, the lack of attention because of the debt that is on the shoulders of developing countries, and the unilateral coercive measures placed on certain countries, foreign occupation and terrorism all negatively impact countries in development, and they bear the brunt of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. It is crucial that we continue to fight for the effective realization of the right to development on the basis of cooperation and international solidarity. My country has made cooperation and international solidarity and complementarity across countries of the South the guiding principles in our legal order, with a view to trying to contribute to seeing true progress and welfare, in trying to close the social gaps generated by exploitation and colonial and neocolonial attitudes that are still present in our planet. The resolution 45-6 brings us together to see if we can make headway to achieving a legally binding instrument on the right to development that reflects the principles of balance and fairness that we see in the resolution. We also are trying to uphold the 2030 agenda principles. Venezuela will continue to pursue efforts to ensure the right to development for our peoples. Therefore, it's important to have constructive participation in this space in order to fulfill our important mandate in achieving a legally binding instrument on the right to development as outlined by the Human Rights Council. I thank you, Chairman.